could only imagine.
Tamla Mann here on Sounds of Praise, and I can only imagine. But if you've never given your life to Christ, you won't even be able to begin to comprehend all of the many benefits and blessings that God has for you in this life, as well as in the life that is to come. So I think this is a very important time and the right time, led by the Spirit of God, to open an opportunity for those of you out there who've never given your life to Christ to have that transaction completed this very moment, this very day, so that you won't be uncertain about what your future will be, but you'll be certain because of the reality of Jesus Christ working in and through your life until the day he comes or the day he calls you home. This is Shadonna, and the invitation is, come to me. Jesus Christ is calling you right now. Won't you come? Yes, Jesus says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. With all the things that are going on in the world today, it's very hard to find a place of rest where you can just relax and be comfortable and trust that all things are working well, even when you aren't able to be out there in control of what's taking place. And that's what salvation does. It gives you that inner peace. Jesus said he's going to leave his peace with you. And we never see Jesus running to go anywhere. Even when he was told that Lazarus was sick and about to die, he just stood where he was and did what he was doing. He knew that he had everything under control. And after Lazarus had died and after his body had begun to deteriorate, Jesus came on the scene and he brought him back to life. That's the God that we serve. Why? He made everything, so therefore, death has no power over him or over anyone who gives their life to him and to his control. And even though we may die physically, that's not the end. The Bible says, absent from this physical body is to be present with the Lord. Our spirit and our soul will go to be with Jesus if we've given our life to him. In the background, we have Shadonna, and she's singing, come to me. That's the call of Jesus. He wants you to come, and I'd like to lead you in prayer right now so that transaction can take place in your life. If you mean what these words are saying, that's what's going to happen. God will give you his salvation gift, and that gift will place you into the very presence of Almighty God, into his family. Yeah, you his created being, but because of sin of Adam and Eve, we all inherited that sin nature which separates us from God. But Jesus came to be our bridge. The Bible says there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave his life a ransom for all. And so therefore, he wants you to be included in that all. If you'll pray this prayer sincerely to him, that's what will take place. Won't you pray? Dear Father, I'm coming in the name of Jesus because he has made the way that I might enter into your eternal life. He died on the cross, paying the penalty for all my sin. And because he is the sinless Christ, you were able to raise him on the third day so that I now have access to his forgiveness, to his great plan of salvation. And so I'm asking you, Lord, to cleanse me from all my sin. All the things of the past that were not like you, I surrender to you. And I'm receiving Jesus Christ as my Savior and as my Lord. And I'm thanking you for all the wondrous things you have ahead for me as I continue to place my faith and my trust in you. This I pray in Jesus' name and for his praise and for his glory. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, or if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and you mean it, God's done it. And if you've done that, I'd like to know about it because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who are giving their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. And you can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. I'll be here at about 8 o'clock or a little bit thereafter. And the number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And you can receive that material free of charge. We'll send it out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. And you just need to make up your mind and give me a call so I can send you that material. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me. You can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let God direct you as to what church you should become involved in so you can continue to grow in him. And we're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. And you can, like I said, you can receive that material by calling me while I'm on the air. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. But please don't put off until tomorrow what you need to do today, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. It's 10 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. And I haven't even mentioned the fact that so many things have been going on here. I haven't even mentioned the fact that we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to be able to praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone up here again. You need to go to that phone, same phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Tasha Cobbs Leonard, and this is the River of the Lord here on Sounds of Praise.
Running to the river. I'm going back to the river of the Lord. Let's go. Freedom I receive. So take
Vanessa Bell Armstrong is going to lead us into the when we just heard Tasha Cobbs Leonard with The River of the Lord. Vanessa Bell Armstrong going to lead us into the When You Pray segment of the ministry. And somebody prayed for me. And so therefore, as a growing Christian, you should be able to pray for someone else as well. But if you have a prayer request or a praise report, we're going to be glad to pray with you, praise God with you. You need to give us a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Vanessa, take it away.
A few valleys, thought that I would never win, thought I'd never breathe again, no, thought my darkness never turned to day, couldn't seem to find my way, felt like I was gonna die, couldn't take all the pain inside, just when I over, God stepped right in and answered your prayer. He was right there. Somebody
pray for me.
When I thought I couldn't make it, somebody
pray for me.
When I thought I couldn't take,
over, I'm so glad,
so glad.
And that was Timothy Figueroa and Pray. And this is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. And we have a number of prayer requests. We're praying for Michelle of Medford. Michelle of Medford needs peace in her life. We're praying that God's going to give her the peace that passes all understanding so that she won't be affected by the thing that other people are doing. Michelle of Medford needing the peace of God in her life. We're praying for the Boston Rescue Mission. We had a public service announcement for them, and at this time of the year, they say that they still have tremendous needs for people in the greater Boston area who need their services, but that generally there's a fall off in contributions. So we're praying that God's going to meet their every need, the Boston Rescue Mission. And we're praying for KG and deliverance in his life. KG needs the deliverance of God in his life. And then we're asking for God's blessing on SNB. SNB needs God's blessing in their lives. Look to God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning, and these are difficult times. These are times that are upsetting and frustrating. And yet we know you said that you promise us peace. You are the Prince of Peace. And so we bring Michelle of Medford before you right now, asking you to administer powerfully in her life, even though there may be people in that area who might be distracting her from the things that you would have her to know and to do. We pray, oh Lord, you would minister powerfully in her behalf. May she not be distracted by their words or by their actions or by the things they may be doing. And may her focus be on you. We're supposed to look to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. So we pray you would not only touch her body, give her complete deliverance from all the various pains and ailments that she has been suffering, but may the reality of your presence just flood her life, Lord, even to the overflow, so she might be a tremendous witness to those whom she comes in contact with each and every day, and many may come to call you blessed even through her life and through her testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. From the Boston Rescue Mission, doing a great work, Lord, among the homeless and the hungry, we pray, Lord, you would provide for them in these needy times, Lord. Many people who are on the streets, Lord, have no place to live, no food to eat, but they provide for many. We pray, Lord, you would provide financially for them so they may continue to do that great work that they're doing, and so many may come to know you and be blessed and strengthened and have their lives straightened out because of the blessing they've received while being there. We pray you would bless Pastor Salmon, who's in charge. May he receive your wisdom, your knowledge and understanding, and provide the strength for him and his staff that they might continue to do their great work and even greater works in the days which are ahead, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for KJ, who needs your deliverance, Father, we pray you administer powerfully in his behalf right now in the name of Jesus. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. The things that would entrap him and misdirect him and send him far from the things that your perfect will for his life, may they be destroyed, may they be overcome, and may he recognize the path that you would have him to walk. And may his life, oh God, receive all that you have for him so that he might be the benefit and blessing that you have declared that he should be. And many might come to know you even through his life and through his testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for SNB, we pray your blessing upon them, Lord. They're going through various tests and various trials, Lord. But we pray you would overcome them all in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them your direction. May they follow the path that you would have for them. And may they, in turn, be blessed and strengthened to be sources of blessing, Lord, in the lives of others as well, because they'd be able to tell them what you've brought them through and how you've given them your deliverance and your victory. And we praise you in advance for all that's going to be accomplished in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It's 7:34 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet. www.wmfo.org, multicasting, and iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown on this Sunday, June the 24th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we're featuring part two of a two-part series, Great Women of Gospel Music. And I want to inform you that if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. Or if you wish, you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, M-E-D-F-O-R-D, Mass, 02156. And as soon as we receive your information, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring that information to our very next Sound of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer request or your praise report before God's throne. That number again, 781-648-5158. When Sounds of Praise is not on the air, if no one answers, just leave your information on with our answering system and we'll get it. And then, like I said, we'll begin praising God with you or praying for you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry. You can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And we'll begin praising God with you or praying for you. And like I said, we'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that the many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer requests or your praise report before God's throne. 7:36 here on Sounds of Praise. This is LaShun Pace. And the song is called Deliverance. That's what Jesus does. He is our deliverer. Okie dokie. I told you we have some new equipment here, and I've been having my share of problems. But anyway, hopefully, we'll get this squared away. Let's see what happens this time.
I've heard their cry, and I know all of your sorrows. I
Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Minister Michael Dotton is offering a mentoring program designed to equip worship leaders and worship pastors for effective ministry that will impact future generations. He has over 35 years of experience serving as a worship pastor, worship leader, and keyboardist. The mentoring program will include one-on-one teaching and training that's focused on the biblical concept of the ministry of worship and music. And for more information, you can go to www.michaeldotton.com or call 617-876-9703. That's www.michaeldotton.com or call 617-876-9703. Equipping the church for authentic worship. Yeah, that sounded so nice. We went back and played that one twice. That was LaShawn Pace Rhodes. And deliverance has come. It's not like deliverance is coming. Deliverance has come because of all that Jesus Christ has accomplished in his life, in his death, in his burial, in his resurrection, in his ascension. Your deliverance, as you place your faith and trust in him, has already come. You just need to receive it. Believe it and receive it. And this is witness along with the same thought pattern. We just need to trust in God always, not when things are going good or not after we receive the victory. Trust in him at all times. Witness here on Sounds of Praise.
I'm gonna
Witness here on Sounds of Praise from the Tribute to James Cleveland album, and that was Trust in God Always. 7:53 is the Sounds of Praise time. Want to hopefully mention to you next Sunday. If you are tuning in today looking for gospel with an Afro-Caribbean and Hispanic flavor, I apologize one more time. Couldn't get it done this past week. And so we brought out part two of tribute to a great gospel, women of great, women of great gospel music, great women of gospel music, part two. And hopefully we'll bring you gospel with an Afro-Caribbean and Hispanic flavor next Sunday, 5 a.m. We plan to do it all over again. Hopefully you will be there, and I will be too. And if not, I'm going to be looking for you over there. Closing out today, this is Vicky Winans, and We Shall Behold Him.
Yeah.